Peter. Good morning. I don't have any Canadian jokes today. Jesus is coming. You know, I like this picture. You can hardly see the earth behind here, but it fits in so well with the message, will he find faith in the earth? Part three, as Peter mentioned, on faith. Now, when you think of faith, do you get excited? Like, is that wow, faith, you know, it's like, oh, good, he's teaching on faith today. I want you to change your thinking because faith is a really cool word and it's really important. It's important to us. It's important to God. Jesus talks a lot about faith. In our series, we've gone through a lot of this discussion. Are you starting to grasp the importance of faith and how important it is in your life? The concept, how practical it is. When he returns, will he find faith in the earth? Now, don't pass the buck. Will he find faith in your life is really the question. Who cares about the rest of the earth if you go to hell? If you are not going to heaven, if you're not acting and living in faith, who really cares what else happens to the earth? It's a little bit generic. I wish it was worded, will he find faith in your life? Because that's really what the question should be directed at you. It should be focused on your life. Is he going to find faith in your life? I found some quotes about faith. It's really not important who said it, but if you want to know who said it, I'll tell you. Come on up later. You can have hope without faith, but you cannot have faith without hope. We talked about that at the beginning of the series. They go hand in hand. And later we'll talk about how prayer goes hand in hand with faith. You all know Joni Erickson Tada. She said, faith isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It's simply taking God at his word and taking the next step. She's been through a lot in life. She understands faith better than we do. She's acted on faith, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Another guy said, faith is hearing Jesus say, come. Believing is actually throwing your leg over the side of the boat. You know, the disciples were in the boat and only one person got out of the boat when Jesus said, come. Are you acting in faith? Are you the person stepping out of the boat, taking action, and living an active faith-filled life? The last one here, Dwight L. Moody. A little faith will bring your soul to heaven, but a lot of faith will bring heaven to your soul. Parts 1 and 2, we talked a lot about being saved through faith and how important faith is. God's grace saves us, but we have to act in faith to grab hold of that salvation. We must believe in order to come to him. It's impossible to please God. Last time I talked about how can you please God without faith? You can't. It's impossible. The Bible says, if you don't act in faith, it's impossible to please God. So raise your hand if you do not want to please God. Okay, so everybody needs to act in faith. It's important and it's necessary. Are you pleasing God? The title was, Your Faith Can Please God. Are you changing the way you live your life because of faith, because you're learning about faith? Are you pleasing God? Or haven't you changed anything in your life? Maybe you don't need to, maybe you do. If you need to change, let's do it. Because Jesus is coming and he's going to look for faith in the earth. Will he find faith in your life? Are you pleasing God? Is your life full of faith, active? Every Sunday we pray for healing, it seems like, or for troubles in the world around us. There's so much going on. There's so much that we can act in faith. Use our faith. Make it alive. Part 3. Jesus is coming. Will he find faith? Yes, it's true. He will return. In fact, Matthew 25 tells of his return, starting in verse 31. When the Son of Man, Jesus, you know, Luke, he wrote that verse that Peter read. He wanted us to understand that he's all God, but he's all man. He's the Son of Man, they called him that, so that we could relate to him better. He lived on the earth for about 32 years and made such an impact. The Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him. He will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by the Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Wow, that's a lot there. Are you a sheep? Are you going to gather in the inheritance, or are you going to be a goat and fall short of that inheritance? It's a serious matter. It sounds like a fun thing, sheep and goats, but it's really heaven and hell. It's very serious. In fact, he finishes that they will be sent away to eternal separation from God, from heaven, from family and friends, from light. It'll be eternal blackness, darkness, eternal torture, anguish, distress, pain. It's awful. Do you grasp how bad hell is? I can't hardly explain it with words, but between heaven and hell, there's such a vast difference. How can you not choose heaven? Because you're lacking faith, I would say. It's impossible to come to God without faith. Faith takes action. Smith Wigglesworth said, fear looks, faith jumps. It takes an action. Faith isn't just looking at something, it's acting. We want your faith to be active and alive. Just like when we prayed before the message today, we prayed and we have many things that weigh on our hearts. We act on that by praying, by believing. Don't just wait for Sunday to make that happen. Do it during the week. As you read your Bible and you're prompted to pray for something that's in your life, a need that you have, or others around us, take action. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. If you have faith and you're just standing looking and you're not jumping and you're not acting, then your faith is dead. What good is a dead faith? We want to be alive here. We want to be a church of prayer, a church of faith, a church of seeing results. We're seeing God acting in our lives and impacting the world around us. Another thing we talked about was, what are you hoping for? Has anybody hoped for something since I gave that message? I want you to be hoping for things. Thank you. Every one of us should come every Sunday hoping for something, or your faith is dead, I believe. There's so much to be hopeful for, whether it's protection for Israel or something right here in Warren or in your household. Hope for something. Take action. I want to pray and continue on this talk about faith. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for each person here. I thank you for where they're at in their search for you, their desire to draw closer to you. Father, help them. Help their faith to grow strong. Help them to move from fear to faith. Help them to jump. Take action. Help them to pray to you this week, Father, as they have a need in their life. Make our faith alive, Lord. I pray that now, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. It continues in Matthew 25. It says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And the disciples said to Jesus, When did I do that? When did I give you food or drink or clothing? When? The Lord said back to them, when you did it to the least of these, when you did it to a stranger, when you gave or visited or helped, you did it to me. We need to act in faith. We need to see the needs around us. We need to help our neighbor. We need to clothe the needy. We need to reach out to the shut-ins or the prison, visit at the hospital. There's so much we can do in our faith. Or we can have a dead faith and we can just say, I hope somebody goes to do that. Instead of acting, don't put the blame on somebody else. When Jesus returns, he's going to look at your life and he's going to say, are you living and acting in faith? Each one of you. You know, there's good and bad about living in a wonderful nation like this. And I think Canada's a wonderful nation. Don't get me wrong. I don't know as much about it. But we have wealth beyond imagination for most countries. We have a sale here last week and we ended up throwing away stuff that people would have loved to have. And it's good, don't get me wrong, it's good to have money. It's good to be able to give and help others. But the problem with our wealth and our nation is that we don't see our need for God. We don't see our need for faith. We see our need for money and doctors and nurses, and we got a lot of nurses here, and I'm thankful for every one of them. But we don't see past what's around us. We don't see our need for God. We don't see our need for faith. Look at our money. It says, in God we trust. Now I hear there people are talking about taking that off our money. And really, it shouldn't matter. It's nice to have there. But what matters is your own heart. Are you trusting in God? Doesn't matter if your money says it. Are you acting in faith? Are you trusting God and acting in faith? Are you demonstrating your faith to those around you? You know, Jesus, he acted in faith. He performed many miracles, healing, raised people from the dead, on and on. But I want to talk about two other people in the Bible who acted in faith. The first one is Abraham. You probably know the story about how God asked him to sacrifice his only son to prove his faith to God. Now, I'm thankful that he doesn't do that to us. We can prove our faith in much easier ways by just reaching out and praying to God this week. But Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son, and he acted. And he didn't argue with God. He acted quickly. It says the next morning, he went out. He didn't run away like Jonah, or, you know, he didn't pretend, was that you, God? I'm not really sure I heard you too well. And then just go to sleep and pretend you didn't hear God. He acted out. Genesis 22:3 says, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey to go sacrifice his son. Wow. He didn't wait around. He didn't mess around. He didn't pretend like he didn't hear God. He acted. Was he eager to get rid of his son? He was eager to please God, no matter what the cost. That's acting in faith. And the story ends with, just as he's about to sacrifice his son, he hears in the thicket a lamb that God provided as a replacement sacrifice for Isaac. And so he was okay. Abraham pleased God with his faith. Can you do that with your life? Can you please God with your faith? I think you can. We need to realize how important faith is. We need to act on it, like Abraham did. The second story is about a woman named Rahab. And she was a prostitute, but she helped the Israelite spies hide. She risked her own life to protect them. And later they came back and rescued her, but she risked her life. You know, Abraham had to risk his son's life, but she risked her own life. She acted in faith. Now, these two people couldn't be much more different. A man and a woman, a holy man and a prostitute, father of the Jews, and she was a Canaanite woman. He was prepared to sacrifice his son. She was prepared to sacrifice her own life to protect these spies. They both exhibited a faith that God appreciated. Are you doing that? Are you exhibiting and acting in life with faith that pleases God? Maybe so. I hope so. But if you're not, change today. Start today. Act in faith. This world won't last forever. Jesus is coming back. And that's the end. Your time's up. You cannot act in faith after that. You just go to judgment. Will He find faith in your life? Will He find you acting in faith? Will He be pleased with your faith? I read a story about a man named Elisha Gray. Who knows Elisha Gray? Nobody. I didn't know who he was. He was this close to being the inventor of the telephone. You know why? Because Alexander Graham Bell was lazy. He didn't put in his patent. A couple hours after somebody put in his patent for him, Elisha Gray put in a patent for a phone. Well, that would have changed a lot of things in the world, but mainly, he would have been famous. Nobody knows who he is, Elisha Gray. A great inventor that never really got known. Alexander Graham Bell, he worked hard. He was an amazing guy. He invented the telephone, but he didn't want to put in a patent. I'll get to that. And I can see that as an inventor. You know, you want to focus on your work, all that paperwork. But it's kind of like not jumping, not acting. You have to finish the process. And with your faith, are you finishing the process? You see the need, are you taking action? Faith and works. Bell had the faith in the telephone, but he didn't take the action. He almost lost the patent. That would have been huge for his family. Will Jesus find faith in your life? Will you be taking action? Will you be jumping and stepping out of the boat and taking action? When you see a need in your life this week, are you going to just sit in the boat or are you going to get out? I want you to take action. Next time I ask you if you've acted in faith, if you're hoping for something, if you're jumping, I want to see every hand raised. Because that's what we need. We need us to act in faith as individuals, not as a church, but each person needs to act in faith. Prayer and faith goes hand in hand. I talked about that. We've talked about that in this series. Today's scripture reading comes at the end of a parable about prayer, about persevering, about faith. When the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? It doesn't sound like it's about praying or about not giving up. The parable was about a persistent widow. She wanted justice from the judge he didn't really care about people and he didn't care about God. So she had her hands full, but she was persistent. She came back to him day after day, and finally he said, okay, I will make things right for you. I'll give you justice. She continued with her plea. her desire for justice against her adversary. This is where the phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's where that came from, I think. She persisted. Are you persisting with God? Are you believing in faith and going after what you're hoping for? It all ties together. You need to go to God in prayer consistently. Not just today when Peter was up here praying. That's great. But when you get home or tomorrow, you pray again. You persist in prayer. Pray without ceasing and believe that you receive. It takes faith. It takes faith to go to God and to believe that you will receive what you're asking for. God desires for us to be persistent, like this widow. Do you grasp that? Are you feeling that? Is that what you do? Are you acting in faith and being persistent? And the Lord said about the unjust judge, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That's how it ends. That parable ends with, will he find faith on the earth? So I think part of faith is being persistent. Believing God, but being persistent. Not just praying once and then a year later, nothing happened. No, it's being persistent. Do you want healing in your life? Pray, believe, but be persistent. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Have an active faith life, an active prayer life, and see results. And pass that on to your friends and family. Don't keep it to yourself. Pass it on. And when we have joys and concerns, I want to hear from you. Because we have men and women of faith here. But we need to be active. We need to get our faith even more alive than it has been. So we can impact our own lives. We can impact this church and the surrounding area for God. We can bring God glory. It's not for our own lives. It's for God. We want to please God like Abraham did. He got up early in the morning to go sacrifice his son. He wanted to please God. Are you on page with Abraham? Are you wanting to please God? Act in faith. And you can. Be persistent. Will he find faith in your life? Active faith. I hope so. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for each person here. Lord, strengthen our faith. Make us strong men and women of faith like Abraham and Rahab who took action. They were willing to sacrifice lives to make it happen. Lord, give us opportunity to strengthen our faith this week. Help us to take action. Help us to get out of the boat and to act on our faith. Help us to jump when we need to, Lord. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.